This is the teacher. A radio documentary on the life of prominent martyrs of Islam.
این برادر من آقای مهندس ابو مهدی که یک شهید زنده هست واقعا یه مجاهدی با 40 سال مبارزه.
This dear brother of ours, Abu Mahdi, is indeed a living shaheed, a mujahid with 40 years of struggle in the field.
أوصي كل الأخوة وكل الأخوات الذين يسمعون صوتي وأوصي أهلي ببراءة ذمتي بعد موتي.
My will to all the brothers and sisters who hear me and to my family is to forgive me after my death. That which is regarding me and regarding my esteemed family.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. Dear listeners, the great martyr of Islam, Jamal Ja'far Muhammad Ali al-Ibrahim, who's better known as Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, was an Iraqi military commander and was one of the founders of the popular mobilization forces known as Al-Hashd al-Sha'bi. Al-Hashd al-Sha'bi was formed after the historic fatwa of Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Sistani that declared jihad against the terrorist group ISIL, otherwise known as Daesh. At that time, the terrorist regime of America had placed this noble martyr in the list of terrorists. In fact, Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis was considered by a regime and people who themselves are terrorists, meaning the officials of the great Satan, America. Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis was a commander who sacrificed his life for his nation and religion of Islam. Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis had a long history of struggling against terrorists, such as during the time of the dictator Saddam Hussein. Before the formation of Al-Hashd al-Sha'bi, there was and is an army corps known as the Badr Army or the Badr Organization. Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis was a very active politician while being a member of this armed and political organization before he became a member and commander of Al-Hashd al-Sha'bi. And now let's listen to what Shahid General Haj Qasem Soleimani has to say about Shahid al-Muhandis, along with its English translation.
این برادر من آقای مهندس ابو مهدی که یک شهید زنده هست واقعا یه مجاهدی با 40 سال.
This dear brother of ours, Abu Mahdi, is indeed a living shaheed, a mujahid with 40 years of struggle in the field. Thus, We were the soldiers of Abu Mahdi, and we still are the soldiers of Abu Mahdi, and we are proud of this. We consider this front the front of Haqq, truth. Therefore, every type of military service performed on this front of Haqq is recognized by us as a source of pride.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. In due time, Al-Hashd al-Sha'bi was founded by figures such as the great martyr Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. Abu Mahdi would participate in all the battles and wars against ISIL. Al-Hashd al-Sha'bi, which is translated as the Popular Mobilization Committee of Iraq, are a group of people who together with the army of Iraq fight against the terrorist group of ISIL. In fact, this armed group was established for fighting against Daesh or ISIL. This armed division consists of about 40 divisions, in which most of its members are Shia, albeit there are certain Sunni, Christian, and Azeri groups as well. This armed group was officially approved by the Iraqi parliament on November 26, 2016. The former prime minister of Iraq, Haider al-Abadi, is the current commander-in-chief of this mobilization forces, whereas Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis was the deputy chief of this committee. It should be said that this armed organization did not only fight Daesh ISIL, but also the coalition forces headed by the American terrorist regime. Furthermore, Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis played a prominent role in annihilating the terrorist group ISIL. And now let's listen to the words of Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis along with its English translation.
أوصي كل الأخوة وكل الأخوات الذين يسمعون صوتي وأوصي أهلي ببراءة ذمتي بعد موتي ما عندي من متعلقات ويتعلق بالعائلة.
My will to all the brothers and sisters who hear me and to my family is to forgive me after my death that which is regarding me and regarding my esteemed family. I ask Allah to grant them tawfiq, guidance, steadfastness, and the best end for my wife and my daughters. I also ask Allah the Glorified, the Exalted, for the steadfastness and continuation of jihad by the Mujahideen from among my brothers and children who showed the best example of struggle and defense during all these years I spent since I have started my jihad actions till today. I ask Allah the Glorified, the Exalted to resurrect me with them, whether they were the brothers who were martyred when we were college students or after that. Those brothers who were the youth of دعوة مجاهدين at that time. They were hundreds of my brothers, friends, and teachers. On the top of the list, the blessed Shaheed Sayyid Muhammad Baghir Assad. May Allah be pleased with him.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis was cowardly assassinated by an American terrorist drone strike on January 3, 2020, along with the great legendary Iranian commander of Quds Force, Shahid General Haj Qasem Soleimani. Also, several members of al-Hashd al-Shabi and Quds Force were also martyred. The Pentagon issued a statement claiming the responsibility for this aggressive, barbaric, criminal, outrageous, illegal terrorist act. It was said that it was done at the request of the gambler and lunatic president of the terrorist regime of America, the man widely known as a terrorist in suit, Donald Trump. However, this act was not left unanswered. That is to say, Iran took a sweet revenge on the terrorist forces of America in Iraq by striking the American base of Ain al-Asad with tens of ballistic missiles. This brave act was performed after 80 years since any country attacked one of the military bases of America. Additionally, many of their drones and helicopters were destroyed. The Americans were threatened that if they responded, the IRGC of Iran would rain thousands of missiles on them. Donald Trump backed out and falsely claimed that no American had died in this attack and said he only wants peace. This was a remarkable and historic day for Muslims all around the world because the image and reputation of America was tarnished. May Allah bless all martyrs of Islam, especially Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis and Shahid General Haj Qasem Soleimani, and elevate their ranks.
اللهم إنا لا نعلم منه إلا خيرا اللهم إنا لا نعلم منهم إلا خيرا اللهم إنا لا نعلم منهم إلا خيرا وأنت أعلم بهم منا.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about the great martyr of Islam, Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.